Well, two aspects were very important. The first is that the United States, at least, took a major step forward by designating not just individual industries or individuals, but also the junta itself, the State Administrative Council for Sanctions. So that is a step forward. The second point is that these three countries, as you noted, the UK, Canada, and the United States, announced this in a coordinated fashion. It is critical, I believe, that sanctions be coordinated among those countries, all countries, who want to stand with the people of Myanmar, and that the strongest possible sanctions be incorporated into that sanctions regime. What is very important is that those countries who want to pressure the junta do so in a coordinated way so that together, linked together, those sanctions will deliver the strongest possible punch against the junta. So that is exactly what I think needs to happen. The ideal way to do that is through the United Nations Security Council. I do not see that being a viable option, at least in the short run. And so if in fact the Security Council cannot act or will not act, it makes it imperative that those countries who do want to act do so in a coordinated, focused, tough fashion. And that will give us a foundation on which we can encourage all countries, to stand with the people of Myanmar and exert the kind of pressure that I think is necessary to exert right now, given the crisis in that country.
Why has this been so difficult?
Well, you know, first of all, this is just a nightmare inside of Myanmar. There are most people, myself included, did not believe that this was going to happen. The military had such extraordinary power and autonomy within the Constitution that they wrote, that they turned out to violate in their overthrowing of the government. In other words, they set up rules designed to give them maximum power, and then they decided it wasn't enough, and they overturned even their own rules. So this has been, first of all, a surprise for many when it happened on February 1st. And then it has been a disaster upon disaster upon disaster ever since. I think it's just so important for countries around the world to keep their focus on what's going on in Myanmar. I think that the worst thing that could happen right now is for attention to be diverted away. Time is not on the side of those of us who want to see an end to this nightmare. We need to focus attention, we need to focus action, and we need to do it now. And one of the issues that is, of course, so disturbing that as we watch developments unfold in Myanmar is not only the systematic brutality of the Myanmar military, the steady rise in those who have been assassinated, murdered by the regime, the steady rise of those who have been detained, the journalists that have been detained, the efforts that the junta is making to prevent the truth from getting out. In addition to that, we're seeing increasingly people so desperate to defend themselves that they are taking up weapons, crude weapons. But they feel that in light of what they perceive as inaction by the international community, their only recourse is to take up arms. I think that is very, very troubling, deeply troubling. I think it should trouble everyone.